Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the Easter holiday weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels Radio app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, putting it all together. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're picking up our conversation with Joshua Gonzalez, talking about the new Mercado Gonzalez in Costa Mesa that is a food emporium par excellence of the flavors of Mexico, and particularly the regional flavors of Mexico. Joshua, let's talk about puestos, which I would call food stands, but you are muy auténtico, so we call them puestos. These are the individual food stands that you have throughout Mercado, where most everything is prepared fresh to order. You can see everything. As you come into the store, the first thing you see is the tortilla factory. Tell us about that, because I do believe every guest that comes in there actually can taste a corn tortilla if they would like.
That is right. In the tortilleria, for example, we have corn and flour. In corn, we do the entire nixtamalization process. So we cook all of our corn. We grind all of our corn with a volcanic mill, which is very traditional. We bake all of our tortillas. We have both white and yellow corn. We also make our own flour, and that's very fresh Sonora style, which is a very unique style of flour tortilla. It's delicious.
And again, the smells that you get, the aromas really, Joshua, as you walk around the Mercado. I know that there was a lot of thought into what aromas get into what area. And again, it's the attention to detail here. If, you know, you really look at it carefully, it definitely impresses. But, you know, for most people, they're just going to enjoy the experience and not overthink it. But for those of us that are in the business, again, this just comes across loud and clear. Now, Joshua, for the puestos, many of them, because you have a whole culinary team that's part of Northgate Gonzalez, many of these concepts you execute yourself. But what you wanted to do was also bring in some heritage brands from Mexico to be your partners, to give your guests the most authentic experience they can. How did that all develop? And then let's talk about a couple examples of some of these incredible operators that you brought in, some as far away as Mexico City.
It was very exciting because as we thought about the categories and the regions we wanted to highlight in the Mercado, as you know, Mexico is so diverse and so unique that, you know, there's so many categories. Just alone, if you think about the taco, I mean, it's very deep. So you have to be thoughtful about, you know, what you're going to do and what you're going to give priority to. But as we looked at those categories, we realized there's some categories that are, you know, very, very special, and we don't think we can do ourselves. And let's go out and explore and think about who is the best in that category in Mexico. And that's when we, you know, developed a relationship, for example, with Churrería El Moro from Mexico City, was the first churrería in Mexico in 1935. Or our restaurant partners, Javier and Jorge, with Maizano, which to us are some of the best restaurateurs in Mexico.
Let's give a little bit more credit here where credit is due. In terms of the Maizano, the fine dining, and they also operate your Entre Nos, your full service bar there. For those of us that are up in Los Angeles, LA Cha Cha Cha, which they have in the Arts District, this is a restaurant that got wide acclaim very early, very well reviewed, very hard to get into, but the staff is very warm and welcoming. So for you to have them do a destination fine dining restaurant in a grocery store, that gets my attention. Now, Yes, there is an entrance from inside the Mercado, but they also have an entrance from the outside. But, you know, I think that just says to me, Joshua, the integrity that Northgate has with your partners. I mean, again, that's very impressive. And I know the restaurant is doing well. Tell us a little bit about the bar aspect of that, because the bar is separated. That's open during the day. And I do believe you're also brewing your own beer. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So Entre Nos, the bar is inspired by tequila and mezcal, of course, and, you know, Mexican authentic beers. So for example, we have two beers that we brew ourselves, and you know, one of them is called it's a clara, a quebradita, and the other one is an amber, and really fresh and special and very authentic. So we're excited about that. We also have, you know, palomas in a cantarito, which is very traditional, or like mezcal cocktails, and it's just, you know, to focus on the regions and the flavors of Mexico.
Now, let's not shortchange El Morro, because any time of day it seems that you might be in the Mercado, there's always a line there. And the architecture and the look of El Morro is something very significant, too. There's some tile work that I'd love for you to share with our audience, because, again, everything that you did in the Mercado, Joshua, this is all first class. A lot of artisan handwork. It's just not what you see in a typical corporate supermarket. What can I say?
We wanted to highlight through food and art, you know, the Mexican culture. And that led into, of course, a very unique design in the different parts of the Mercado. With Churrería El Moro, for example, it's done in an Art Deco style, and the tiles have a sequence that represent different cultural elements, like the ball game of the indigenous people, also the mission system of the Californias. And it's very interesting because, you know, the churro is a very iconic Mexican product, but it's actually a product that was brought from Spain, you know, in the early 1900s. And it's a simple recipe that's, you know, very hard to execute in a high-quality way. Also, the chocolates are all cacao from the state of Tabasco in Mexico. And we have everything from a chocolate agrio to an español. And that highlights, you know, some of the unique flavors.
Also, we should mention that El Morro also has its own entrance from the outside, you know, like Maizano does. So it's kind of interesting how the whole layout worked out. Now, something else that we need to talk about that you don't see in a typical supermarket is there's really an attention to art from Mexico that's part of the store. How many murals do you have in the Mercado, and how were the artists suggested and the themes that were used? And I know one in particular is related to your family.
Yes. So we have 13 murals. As I mentioned, the art component was a very important one. We wanted to highlight different types of Mexican art and different artists. So some of the artists are, you know, second, third generation Mexican, born here in the U.S., and some are from Mexico, such as Atotonilco El Alto, Claudio Limón, or Tomás Guerena out of Monterrey, Mexico. And it's just special to be able to showcase that in a way that's different to what people might expect.
Now, in terms of other art that you have that definitely is unexpected for a supermarket, right near the bar and also on the pathway that goes to the outside eating patio, and in terms of dining, you know, you have inside seating and outside seating. Tell us about this magnificent fountain that I believe was made in Mexico.
Yes, we brought this fountain from Michoacán, Mexico, in pieces, and then we actually put it together in the Mercado, and it's a very special component that makes you feel like you're in a plaza or in a patio in a pueblo in Mexico.
You also have entertainment in the Mercado. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Thursday through Sunday, we have entertainment, live entertainment every day. And it's focused around the different types of music. So we have marimba, we have trio, we have more of an acoustic type of, you know, Mexican music. It's really exciting because, you know, most people know mariachi well, right? And we do have mariachi, of course, but there's many other types of Mexican music that people don't know that's regional, like norteño in the north or marimba on the coast. And that's exciting to also share with our guests.
Now, Joshua, something that all our listeners love is ice cream and fresh ice cream and fruit flavors. You have a commitment to paletas that, you know, you could be buying these on the outside, but no, not at Mercado Gonzalez. Tell us about, you know, your commitment to freshness and what you do with the paletas.
Yes, paletas is a very iconic, you know, type of helado in Mexico, and we wanted to do the base, we wanted to do all the infusions and highlight unique flavors, for example, like the mamey, right, or the guanabana or pistache in a very Mexican way. And we have both milk-based and water-based paletas. We also have some that have infusions like membrillo. And, you know, it's a wonderful way to showcase, you know, Mexico, but in a very fresh way as well.
And they change seasonally.
That's right.
Now, before we need to say goodbye, you make your own sausages, and you can see that. Tell us a little bit about the types of chorizo that might be available.
Yes, choriceria, which is highlighted next to our carniceria, are the recipes of our grandfather. So we offer a chorizo tradicional rojo. We also offer a chorizo toluqueño, which is green. We have chorizo bolita, which is a little ball type of chorizo, and longaniza. So you can all get those at Mercado Gonzalez.
Joshua, as we need to say goodbye, the one thing we haven't said is we keep saying that the Mercado Gonzalez is in Costa Mesa, but it has a specific place. Can you give us the address and what the cross streets are?
Yes, of course. 2300 Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa at the corner of Harbor and Wilson.
And a very large parking lot, but given the popularity of the Mercado, you may be walking a little bit, but it is definitely worth it. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, really an innovation in grocery store retailing. That would be the new Mercado Gonzalez that is in Costa Mesa. I'm not going to put Joshua on the spot, but I have a feeling this may be a concept store, because my impression is this is doing better than probably what their projections are. But if you're at all interested in authentic regional Mexican cuisine that is very accessible, it's worth just walking the store, but how can you and not enjoy some of the goodies that are available? You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, yes, as promised, my colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, we're going to be talking about the perfect French fry. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.